First, though, it holds true for just about, I think, more people at the ticket than not, that if there is one thing that a lot of us don't fade well, it is small talk and chit-chat.
Small talk and chit-chat.
Right, man.
Some do it better than others. Some don't do it very well at all. So, hence, it has been a pretty long-standing bit for someone kind of new at the ticket to engage somebody who is known to not do well with it in small talk and chit-chat.
Small talk and chit-chat.
Thank you.
But what the person on the business end of it doesn't know is he is being recorded at the time.
Yeah.
It's happened a bunch, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's happened to me.
Yeah, I had Killer do it to you about 5 or 6 years ago as you guys made the trip from actually here in Surprise to a Indians game.
Yeah,
I think.
Goodyear. Rangers.
Yes,
Indians.
We were going to see it was the Indians and the Reds, wasn't it? I don't think the Rangers were playing that
Maybe
night.
It was the Reds.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Where Killer just, there was only the two of them in the car, and it was like a 30-minute trip, and I'm like, dude, just pelt him with the most idiotic questions ever.
Right. We just wanted to see baseball that night, and there was none here, so we went over there.
Right. And little did you know that it was going to turn into hell in the car.
Yes.
And I think it all ended with, Killer, shut up.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
So many questions.
I think most of them were like 4 or 5 word questions, and when I put the montage together, it was almost 2.5 minutes long of just like 1 second questions.
Yeah.
And they were just, I didn't bombard you.
It was awesome. And
yeah,
then
I remember not liking that very much.
And then we did it with Trey. Now Trey does overnights for us.
He is the man on duty overnight.
Yes. He stays up all night long and,
he's the gatekeeper.
He is. And so sometimes he fills in for producers and board ops, and he was filling in one time for Mino. And so I had, during our shift, I gave Trey a list of 10 questions that I wanted him to ask Danny and record them. And they started off being a little bit innocuous, but they got more and more ridiculous, like, do you like cows?
He never got to those, though.
No, he didn't, because you sniffed it out pretty quickly. And so this is as far as the bit got with Trey and Danny.
Gets easier towards the end, but just that middle with all the e-news just gets hectic.
Right?
Yeah. How was your weekend?
Good.
Good? Yeah. Okay. Did you, now, are you still with the King Bucks? Or
no.
No. What's your band now?
Calhoun.
Right. You guys play this weekend?
No.
No. I really enjoyed Twilight Lounge. I've only been there once, but I really like that patio.
Yeah, that's a big draw.
Yeah. I do like patio bars. Got any plans for the holidays? Are you taking a break or?
Yeah, I've got a couple weeks off.
Nice. Going anywhere?
Yeah, I'm gonna go visit my mom out in West Texas for
cool.
A couple days.
You don't have me busting him?
No, we don't have that part.
Oh, how do we not have that?
That didn't even have to move from Maple.
I think it was like the very next question.
It was the next question. I go, give me your phone.
Yeah.
And you're recording this?
You sniffed it out. I can't remember what the question was.
But I wasn't that bad. I mean, you caught me in the middle of a yawn.
Yeah.
That's what made it sound worse than it was. But I'm in the middle of something.
You're in the middle of
whether
nothing.
It's relevant or not. I'm not like he and I looking at each other. We're having. I mean, I'm clearly reading something or looking at
my phone.
Yeah,
and he
whatever.
Wants to talk.
Well, I don't have time for that. And neither does anybody else. So I defend myself. I was polite, and I answered all of his questions.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
I did. I didn't tell him to shut up.
Why didn't you ask him any questions? Well, how about you? Do you have plans for the break?
Didn't have any
questions.
Yeah,
why wasn't this a two-way conversation?
No,
you
wasn't.
Shut up, because I have you doing this to Killer, and it just it's one way. That's it. You're worse.
Yeah, but at least Mike ended it by telling him to shut up.
Yeah, at least there was an end game with me.
Right.
So, Trey filled in for Big Strong Jeremy on the board during the Muser show. And the producer for the Muser show is Mike Fernando Fernandez.
Right.
Mike does not suffer fools, would you say?
To say the least.
Yeah.
And we should explain a couple things here.
Okay.
He has been with us from day one.
20-some-odd years.
Yes. He was here because Skip Bayless wanted him to be his producer, and he produced the morning show while Skip was doing it, and then when the Musers took over, and with whatever else might have happened in there between those two things, he stayed, and the Musers have kept him.
Yeah.
And he's there because they want him there. They yes. like him. They want him there.
He's a good producer. Very, very good
he's
producer.
He's a very, very good producer. Like but
like
but
you used to be.
When it comes to being a part of things up here at the Ticket, he doesn't want to get involved in that.
It's called no. the he's here to do his job.
Yes. He shows
he's
up.
He's better at it than anybody else.
He shows up. He does his job. And that is it. You know, I might see him, actually see him physically, I don't know, 3 times a year,
yeah.
maybe. Once at Ticket Stock because he always does something out there. And there'll be a couple of other random run-ins we'll have. But he doesn't get involved with anything else up here.
No, he does not. And so we had Cray-Tray try to engage Fernando in small talk while he was filling in for Jer.
How you think that went?
Well, you know, as we've determined, no one likes it.
No.
Yawn boy.
I'm not a fan.
No. No one wants to read. No one wants to ask the other guy questions.
Right. So we're still looking. The search continues for the first ticket person who enjoys small talk and chit-chat.
Small talk and chit-chat.
Here is Cray-Tray asking Fernando about breakfast, and McDonald's, I guess, provided breakfast for them.
McDonald's has declined in quality. Their breakfast used to be so good.
And that was that.
I think McDonald's has declined in their quality of breakfast.
And it's not even
breakfast.
A question. It's just conversation.
Right.
Well, I don't eat that anymore, so I couldn't tell you.
Yes. And by the way, I will go on record as saying McDonald's is one hell of a breakfast place.
And don't they serve it 24 hours a day?
You're damn right they do.
What a smart move.
That answer totally shut down that line of questioning.
Indeed. Yeah, it did. And I think that's the goal here, and that's what you should look for, how he can shut down conversation. Now, next, Peter King, who is a friend of Fernando's. And this is one thing Mike will address because Peter is a big deal in the media. And Mike likes to throw around that he and Peter went to college together.
Right.
They went to the University of Ohio together, right?
Yeah.
And so he is kind of excited to talk to Trey about that until Trey turns attention to the election.
Peter King, a good dude?
Yeah, I went to college with him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Any debate audio you want?
No.
What'd he say?
Any debate audio that you want.
Any debate audio.
Right.
Any debate audio you want?
No. Well, I mean, it's primary.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's just too much going on.
I don't even know who to vote for.
The Brussels thing and stuff.
I don't even know who to vote for. Okay, so he's fishing here.
First of all, he has to correct him and let him know there wasn't a debate. It's just a primary.
And he's looking. Okay, if someone said that, I don't know who to vote for, I'd be like, well, what do you think, man? I mean, what's your gut tell you?
I would just
say, I don't even know who to vote for.
No, there's just too much going on.
I don't even know who to vote for.
the Brussels attack and stuff.
I know. I'm really conflicted on even who to vote for.
We still have the Bush stuff in there, right?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, good.
He doesn't answer him. He asked twice. I don't know who to vote for. I'm really confused
those
on who to vote for.
Questions, though.
But he's fishing.
He's just... No, he's hearing his head rattle.
I mean, he wants
That's
help.
What I hear.
He needs help.
Well, then ask a question.
And Fernando doesn't even answer
but
him.
The vast majority of people, somebody says, I'm really conflicted. I don't know who to vote for. And you're just having conversation with them. Are not going to just totally blow it off
and
like
then turn
that.
It back to work like you have the audio we need for this segment,
no,
don't
I'm
you?
No, I'm ignoring it, too. It's like, unless you ask me a question like, what do you think, or I'm conflicted, what do you think, or who should I vote for, then I'll engage them. But if you're just letting your head rattle, which is what this is.
So if I tell you, if I say, man, and it may be different with me, but if we're sitting there eating lunch or something together and I go, man, I am really confused over this marriage of mine. You're just sitting there?
Yeah, if I don't know you that well and you're, like, filling
well,
in.
Well, maybe he wants to get – this is his way of getting to know you.
I defend Fernando in this. I don't even know who to vote for. I love that.
All right, how about how's your bracket doing?
The ever-popular.
How's your bracket doing?
How's your bracket doing?
I don't do that.
No, you didn't throw one out, pop this one?
No, I never do.
I just did the flip the coin thing. Make
first choice, first choice. I don't know about you, but I like choices. Hello, this is Dane Miner.
And that's it.
That's it. How's your bracket doing? He answered him. He asked him a question. And then he said, I just did the coin flip for mine.
How's your
Good
bracket?
For you, dude. Good for you. That's not a question. I'm going back to my internet. Right? With you, Fernando.
I
How's
have
your
two.
Bracket doing?
How's your bracket
You're doing,
doing
great it? Here.
All right, so let's listen to when they get into the conversation of books.
Oh, Fernando loves books.
Books, yes. He's a voracious reader.
How many books do you think you've read?
Oh, my God. I got tons.
Yeah.
Tons, yeah. Yeah, it's all... It's all like when you're in college and taking these classes and thinking, you're taking this for.
Yeah.
This is why you're taking this for, because you never know what we talk about.
Right.
You know, and with the election.
Yeah, that's important.
You know, could be a good guy to get on and talk about.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Could give me insight that I could pass on.
Yeah.
You know, every little bit helps. Plus, I like to read.
Yeah.
So that helps.
That does help.
How about that?
All right, he got something out of him then.
Wait, what did he say there?
Do you hate people that burn books? Piss me off.
Oh, that's right. He said that...
Do you hate people that burn
do
books?
Do you hate people that burn books? And he said that's when Fernando got up and left the room.
Right, because as he's saying, sure does piss me off. But there you have an example. A question asked of something that was an interest of Fernando's, gave him a nice answer,
right?
Engaging conversation, then he asked him something stupid.
Well, no, that's a fair question. Do you hate people that burn books?
No, it's not.
It is too.
Not.
He got up and left the room.
He probably hits.
Do you hate people that burn books?
Oh, that's...
Any question that starts off, do you hate somebody that does this or that? You're being set up.
I love the pacing. Do you hate people that burn books? Listen to it one more time.
Do you hate people that burn books?
That was awesome on Trey's part.
Do you hate people that burn books?
Do you hate people that burn books?
Now, Trey is a video game guy,
yes.
Big-time video game. He also reviews movies. Trey's kind of a jack-of-all-trades, maybe the closest thing we have at the ticket to a Renaissance man, let's say.
I'd agree with that.
And Trey has a YouTube channel, and now it's time for him to explain to Fernando, unprompted, mind you.
Of course.
Yes.
None of this is prompted.
His YouTube channel.
And not too long.
lug that monitor up here so I could edit my video and forgot my hard drive.
Was there early and I ran.
I do video game videos on YouTube. Like I analyze certain games, like what kind of movie references.
And then a few months later, they rolled through Dallas and they played Reunion, and that was with Big Bob.
Figured I'd kind of.
So, opening for them in Austin, I know, was no doubt with Gwen Stefani, but I don't know if she and they opened.
That monitor's
like
this.
Yep. Did they?
That's like, your screen's so small.
Yeah.
And I had to think about it for a second before I remembered.
Nothing.
They just. Yeah. Yeah. I know how he feels.
Absolutely doesn't even say, oh, cool.
There wasn't a question, though.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not there to have a conversation. I'll answer your questions, but it's during a segment. He's trying to listen to his hosts and support them.
So I do a video game thing on my YouTube channel. And
monitor used to edit my video.
So
but
I'm just going to go ahead and do that here.
Got my hard drive. Yep.
So good. Oh, crap, we're
so
late.
Oh, crap,
please
we are.
Please do one more. Please do one more. Please do one more. What's the best one?
I don't know what the best one is.
Give me the rundown. I'll tell you.
Books.
No.
What's Gordon like?
That one's the best one.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. What's Gordon like?
So how long have you been the music producer for?
Question.
Gosh, I don't know, a year and a half in, so 21 years.
What's Gordo like off air?
Oh, I don't know. I don't hang out with these guys.
Details on the length of the contract?
Sweet.
2 years, I haven't seen any monetary figure. No,
now
that's the key.
Right.
You don't hang out. It's
right,
the
right.
job. This is not a fraternity. It's the job.
He's right. This is not a fraternity.
It's the job.
It's the job.
Very serious old school radio right there.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'm going to quit hanging out with you guys so I can be more like Mike.
It's the job.
Do you hate people that burn books?
Well done, Trey, and even better done, Fernando.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I support Fernando with
yes.
this.
Yep.
That is probably how I should have handled it when it was done to me.
Nope.